Well, thank you for joining us for this podcast today. We have with us a special guest, Michael Kenyon, who is the president of CGP. And I don't know how many of you know Michael, but he is a great professional and a great leader in our organization, and we're thankful that he's leading us. And so, Michael, thank you for joining us for this second time, I think, you've been on our podcast. I appreciate you joining us.
Well, thank you.
So, Michael, here comes the hard questions, okay? What is a big mistake you've made in your career, and what do you learn from it?
Big mistake. You know, I think one of the mistakes that I make, or, and I guess maybe I think more like it's not a single event, but something that I always do, is that I always think you need to be bold. And I think so many times when I look back at something that I've completed, and even if I'm going, oh, this was a great success, when I always go back and evaluate it, I always go, this could have moved faster, or this could have, you know, maybe had some stronger results if we had just been a little bit bolder and taken some more risk. I mean, I know you can't be crazy kamikaze, but, you know, I think probably, you know, most great things happen when people take risks that other people just step away from or step back. So I think it's that mistake of, you know, how do I make sure that I don't back away from something, but I stay bold.
You know, I was talking to a team of solicitors yesterday. It's interesting that you said that. And they're soliciting a gift that's going to be somewhere between $50 and $100 million. I know that's a huge gap, but there's a reason for that. And the last thing, you know, I was coaching them on, you know, what's the best approach for us, that type of thing. The last thing I said to them is be bold. Don't yep. be bashful. Now, be thoughtful. Bold doesn't mean wild. But to be bold, because I would agree with you, that's been, you know, one of my challenges, especially early on in my career, that I was too timid. And now, you know, being bold again doesn't mean you're crazy, you're wild, but it means you stretch yourself and you stretch others in the process. Well, how's that lesson impacted you kind of day to day, being bold?
Yeah, so I think then when I think about that, I try to keep myself from looking at something as it's presented, or kind of what you know, we get kind of what I want to say. Sometimes we get lost in our own culture, right? Whether that's an organization or at home or whatever else we're doing, we kind of get lost in all of the information that we see, and we tend to interpret it as presented to us. Mm-hmm. And I always try and take that filter off and just say, what if this is just completely information, like a foreign language? I had never known anything about it. How would I address the problem that way, rather than always trying to be incremental? And I think that kind of ties into that bold too, yep. right? Because you can be more bold if you're thinking, and that's not brash, and that's not throwing away your context or your history, because that's all important, but it's trying to say, okay, now when I put that together, how can I kind of take that filter off and look at that in a new way? And I think that is something that I have to do every day when I look at things. I think that's where creativity comes in.
Do you think it's harder for individuals to be bold or organizations to be bold?
I think it's harder to develop a bold culture within an organization, because I think that takes time, and that's hard.
Mm-hmm. And it takes individuals who are bold to lead the effort for an organization to be bold.
Yes.
But it's hard to get everybody on the same page for that, isn't it? Not everybody's ready to step out.
Right. It's hard to get that enthusiasm, right? Because mm-hmm. that takes, I think with boldness, like what you were saying, it's not being wild, it's not being brash, it's not being unthoughtful, but there's an enthusiasm when you start to feel bold. Mm-hmm. And I think that's contagious.
I remember, you know, really early on in my career that I was so afraid of making a mistake that I was more timid. because when I made a lot of mistakes. So,
yeah.
You know, I made a lot of mistakes, so I became more and more cautious. But I think what I've learned over the years in observing people who are really successful, they're calculated risk takers. And so taking any risk is bold, but it doesn't mean that you don't calculate first and put together, you know, boldness needs a strategy.
Right. Absolutely.
Just can't be done on the fly. Well, what's the second question you've almost answered, but I'd like for you to kind of restate it. What lessons did you learn from maybe on occasions that you haven't been bold, and what's its current impact on you?
So I think it's the missed opportunity and the lost time, I think are the factors when you're not bold enough. And I've yep. certainly had experiences of that where I've said, you know, I've had, when I look at, you know, CGP, and not to get too deep into that, but there was a pretty strong interest of saying, hey, you know, we're coming out of this recession. We don't know where this organization is going. We want to be open. But on the other hand, it was very clear that they said, well, we don't want to do anything brash. We don't want to do anything that's, you know, they wanted things to be incremental. They didn't really want to upset that. And I took that, you know, that's my job, right? I took that. And I think that in some ways, I wish I would have pushed that envelope more. I understand why they were where they were. They're coming out of a difficult period of time. I mean, like every organization was, no different than other organizations, coming out with leadership change of a very long period of time. And so they wanted to be more cautious. And I understand that, but I probably should have pushed that envelope more because I think we would be farther along.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's easier in hindsight to see what we should have done.
It always is.
But, you know, I just really appreciate this conversation. Again, I would encourage everyone to get on CGP's website. If you ever have a chance to hear Michael or meet Michael in person, I would encourage you to do that. He's a fine gentleman and has a tremendous background. You ought to hear his history. Somewhat envious of his love for music and the arts. But he's a great man. And, Michael, we really appreciate your leadership. Appreciate you taking time today to be with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, everyone, thank you for joining us for this podcast. We look forward to hearing you or having you join us again when we have conversations with industry icons. Today, we've had a great icon, Michael Kenyon. Michael, thank you. Rest of you, have a good day. Thanks for joining us.